You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
How does a director create a world-class pageant that attracts elite contestants from all around the world? Well, Mary Richardson, National Director of the Mrs. Miss and Miss Teen International Pageants, has established the international pageants as a leader within the pageant industry. Mary won the title of Mrs. Virginia International in 1992, was a Virginia State Director in 1995, and was awarded the National Directorship title in the year 2000. Mary, tell us a little bit about the strategic vision for the international pageants.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Mary. Thank you. And thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. We're really excited. You know, we really look at this, Valerie, as a challenge in the sense that Mrs., Miss, and Teen, we are a system for everyone that really and truly does have a passion for what is in her heart. And as a title holder, you and I both know, it is endless, the possibilities. And as a title holder, being able to go out, become involved with nonprofit organizations, your voice is heard where it would not be. And that's what's exciting about the international system, is that we really do what we say we do, and that is promote the contestant based on her platform and what her passion is.
So, Mary, would you say that that's what makes your pageant unique? You work with the contestant and promote her and her personal platform?
We absolutely do, and that is what makes us different. We have a PR firm in Chicago, and basically what happens with a contestant that does not win a state pageant, she is chosen as an at-large. What happens is they submit their application to us. We send that to the PR firm. The PR firm writes the press release, sends it to all the media outlets, and that is how we partner up with that nonprofit organization to get the contestant out and about in the state and also become involved with various other, nonprofit organizations, not just the nonprofit that she has partnered with.
Community service, Mary, is obviously such an important part of your pageant. Why did you make a decision to emphasize community service in the international pageants?
To be honest with you, Valerie, what we saw in the past with other organizations was that the contestant did very little. Our thought was the contestant needs to have that opportunity to become involved with a nonprofit. And if she's not so active with the nonprofit that she's working with, what we've done that's very, very exciting, which actually hit the wire today, we have partnered with Go Red for Women, which is the American Heart Association. So our thought is that if a contestant is working with a nonprofit, and maybe that nonprofit has lost federal funding or they do not have the financial backing, then what will happen when they come on board with us is they will automatically become involved with Go Red for Women. So we are extremely excited because we feel like not only are they going to have their nonprofit, now they'll take on the Go Red for Women campaign.
It sounds like you've got a great support system in place for those title holders. That's really impressive. Another thing, Mary, I'm sorry to jump in, but I know my viewers want to know. Your scoring system makes it obvious that the interview is very, very important for successful contestants. Why the emphasis on the interview?
You know, Valerie, honestly, my thought is if you cannot speak comfortably on a platform and you really don't feel comfortable, then how would you go into the media and speak with them, educate them on the nonprofit that you're, you know, working with?
I think that's so important. And interviewing skills, as you know, transfer into so many other areas of one's life, job interviews, interviews for, broadcasting, even modeling calls. I have modeling agencies call me, want me to coach their models on how to handle a go-see and talk to the client. So moving right along, I know that a lot of contestants would like to know, from your perspective as the national director, what do you think, or how would you describe a standout contestant for your pageant?
You know, to be honest with you, one that is absolutely warm and approachable. For the international systems, if you look at our past title holders, that's the consistency, honestly, Valerie, that you will see with our title holders that I don't believe is always there with other systems. And when I say that, I genuinely mean it's not necessarily the contestant that I would select as an outsider looking in, but I will tell you this, with the emphasis being 50% for the Mrs., 40% for the Miss, and 40% for the teen, the scoring being such, automatically you're going to relish the contestant that is just overwhelming with her interview skills because she is warm and fuzzy. She is approachable. You know, I always share with my judges, I need a contestant that can communicate with a 5-year-old and a 95-year-old because that's truly what we're about.
I think that's a really important point because when you're out making appearances as the title holder representing the pageant, you have no idea you're going to be meeting people from a variety of walks of life and different ages. And I think that's really, really important. Let's go to our first email question. This was sent in for Mary from Suzanne. She says, Mary, even though the Mrs. International Pageant's upper age range for contestants is 56, over the years, very few women over the age of 45 have ended up in the top 10. How realistic is it for women age 46 or older to do well in the national pageant, or should the age limit be changed?
Well, I like to believe with my heart that our judges really do go into it with open eyes. And in saying that, I think a lot of it is you can be older, and I myself, you know, I'm 48, and I believe that what I bring to the table is a little different because I've lived life a little more. The maturity factor is there. I believe that a 56-year-old can compete with a woman in her 20s and 30s and bring something different to the table that necessarily isn't there with a younger contestant. So by all means, my thought is if you're 56, you are passionate about a platform, you look fabulous, you believe in what you're, you know, trying to convey to the judges, you would do extremely well with us.
Speaking of judges, Mary, what criteria do you use when you're selecting judges for the pageant?
Well, to be honest, Valerie, we really love to get judges that are familiar with the system. We tend to use past title holders because obviously firsthand, they know what we're looking for. They know our beliefs. And we also like to use different people in the communities that are involved, maybe with the cosmetic industry, maybe someone who's never even been to a pageant. My thought is that what someone brings to the table, a judge that doesn't have pageant experience is just as vital as someone who does bring a tremendous amount. You know, again, we're not looking for celebrity judges. We're looking for judges that can relate to mowing the grass, to cleaning your home, to cleaning the car. And I think regardless of, you know, if you're a Mrs., Miss, or a teen, it is a lot to juggle with having a title.
How important do you, as a director at the national level, and certainly this is important for state directors as well, how important do you think it is to give complete judging instructions, and how do you handle instructing the judges?
Well, I do think it's important to answer your question. I believe that if you're not completely on the table with the judges, then you cannot expect them to select a delegate that really is the person for the job. And, you know, as I had mentioned before, as an outsider looking in, there are a lot of times that I don't always understand the selection, but I do know that the system, you know, it definitely does what it says it does, and that is when it's 50% interview, 25% fitness, 25% evening gown, you say that to a judge that you're looking for someone that commands attention when she walks on the stage, when she sits down with the interview, that she is warm and fuzzy, she's compassionate. It's important for judges to understand clearly what they are looking for. That if you are a beauty pageant, then you say you are a beauty pageant. If you're platform-based, then you say that's what you're looking for. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. We recommend to our judges that they Google the contestants, that they really do their research. Each of our contestants do sign rules and regulations, and we put the test to the fire. You know, we've only had one situation where we've actually had to take a national title from a title holder, and that is because she was not completely honest.
And that's hard on everyone when that happens, let's be honest. That's a difficult situation for everybody.
Oh, it's devastating. It was probably the hardest thing that I've ever had to do professionally.
You know, it's a lose-lose. The director's not happy. The title holder's not happy. The new title holder is getting it under less than ideal circumstances.
Right.
All we can hope for in that situation is that everyone tries to behave as humanely towards each other as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Mary. Do contestants receive their scores following the pageant?
Yes, and that is one thing that we are so proud of. I always tell the contestants, give us 30 days, but I have to tell you, every year we try to get it out within a week. We give them their scores, highs and lows. We give them everywhere in the middle. We give them the comments that the judges make. Because my take is simply this. If you want to pursue this further and go, you know, compete again, maybe you move to another state and it enables you to compete again, by all means. You know, sometimes it takes us two or three times to really nail it down and be the best we can be. You learn from your mistakes and everyone feels that you can improve.
I think that's important. I personally, as a coach, find it very helpful for contestants to get their scores so that they know where they're consistently doing well and what areas they might want to improve on. Speaking of judging, Mary, we have another caller on the line, so we're going to go to the phones and welcome Sharon to Pageant Talk Radio. Sharon, do you have a question or comment for Mary?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I would just like to ask her, I know that in some of her pageants that state directors judge the contestants, the same state directors from her pageant system. I was wondering if she thinks that's a conflict of interest, and if not, why?
I think it's fabulous, and we recommend to all of our directors at the directors' meeting to use the other state directors. Who knows our system more than the state directors? I can honestly tell you this, we are a family, and our directors really want the best for each other. They help each other, they mentor the new directors that come on board with us, they go to the other state pageants, they learn a tremendous amount from the other state directors. And I believe with all my heart that the state directors will judge you more fairly than maybe someone who doesn't, they're not familiar with our system.
I believe so
highly enough. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sharon.
Is there a state winner?
I'm sorry?
She's wanting to know if they're going to judge differently because they want to protect their state winner.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I do know with all my heart, my state directors are very fair. That it's not a situation where they want their contestant to do better than the next one. It doesn't work that way with our system. They're competitive, but they're not competitive enough not to allow the best person to be selected for the job.
Thanks so much for your call, Sharon. Now let's move on to Maura, who also has a question about judges. Maura, you're on Pageant Talk Radio. What's your question or comment for Mary?
Hi, I would like to know why it is allowed for the director or co-director of a state pageant to sit in between the judges and speak to them the whole time they are judging their contestants.
You know what, Mary?
Happened in the North
Maura, I'm going to jump in here. This question relates to a specific incident that occurred recently, and I don't think it would be appropriate for Mary or Maura or myself to be discussing this in a public forum like the radio show. I think that we can just discuss general questions, but I really don't think it's appropriate for us to talk about a specific incident that has recently occurred that hasn't been resolved yet. So although I appreciate your call, Maura, I think we're going to move on to our next question. And our next question is an email question from Debbie. Mary, she says, teen and Miss contestants compete in fun fashion during the pageant. Why don't Mrs. contestants compete in fun fashion?
That's a good question. You know, to be honest with you, I've never had that. I've never had that question before. You know, for us, when the directors came to us and basically, you know, brought to the table the idea of the Teen and the Miss pageant, my husband and I had no earthly idea that we would even entertain that, you know, the thought of another pageant. So when we sat down and we did our research and we looked at the other systems and what, you know, what do the contestants compete in, our thought was fashion wear is something that's fun. And yes, a Mrs. could compete in fashion wear. I'm not so sure that they might be a little more conservative than a teen and a Miss. You know, if you're familiar with our systems, and you look at the different competitions, I will tell you this, the emphasis obviously is always back for the interview. But with the teen and the Miss, it does need to be fun. And with fashion wear, we always say out of the box. If you look at our ads are out of the box. Our contestants, you know, you want to be that title holder. You want to be that contestant in that ad. So, you know, that's something that we might think about. I would have to definitely put that on the table to my husband, and we'd have to see what happened there.
Yeah, fun fashion, I think, is fun to watch, isn't it?
I agree with you.
It's really fun. It's fun to see the choices and the variety. And also, I think the modeling is a little less conservative, isn't it?
Yes, it very much is. Yes.
A little more flirty. Tell me, if somebody contacts you about becoming a state director, what factors do you consider when reviewing them for a franchise?
We, you know, obviously would love to have past title holders because, and that's the majority of our directors are past title holders. What we have found is they've lived it. They've walked on our stage. They've experienced the week in Chicago. They know Mel and I, my husband and I, what we're about, what we stand for. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But we are looking for directors that really engulf the beliefs that we have, and that is that the contestant comes first. This system, it promotes just that. The platform, the contestant, if the contestant is married, obviously you've got other commitments, your children, your family, your job. Those things come first, always and above this title. Same thing for the Miss and the teen. You know, you're involved in school. Maybe you're going to college. Maybe you are working full time if you're a Miss. Those things have to take precedence. So as a director coming on board with us, if you've walked on our stage, you firsthand get it. Obviously experience. I do believe that a lot of directors that come to us that have a tremendous amount of experience bring something more to the table than, say, someone who has never. I think it's easier sometimes to step back and say, oh, this is an easy job. It's a hard job. It is an extremely hard job, and when you're trying to do the right thing, always be up front and honest and you know, put the contestants first. It's hard sometimes because you become attached to, you know, various families. You become attached to a contestant that maybe has had an illness, and you understand as a director what she's had to overcome. You know, we've had contestants in the past, Miss and teen, that their families have lost their homes. They've lost everything they own. Well, that's obviously not something that a director is going to share with anyone. But, you know those things. So as a director, you become very attached to really everyone in this system, which is, again, sets us apart. But I think our directors, they're special people, and they dedicate a tremendous amount of time and effort and money into this that people do not see. I think the outsider sometimes is extremely hard on directors, and if they understood what's involved in this, you would respect them a lot more than you do.
Well, I have to say, as a coach, I see a little bit of what they do, and I'm overwhelmed. But it's time for us to take a short break.
Sure.
But stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more Pageant Talk Radio with Mary Richardson. Right back after this.
Are you entering your first pageant and feeling a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever?
visit www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today.